You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome to the David Knight Show at Infowars.com, band.video. I believe this is the first Monday of the year, first Monday of 2020, and it's good to be back. I hope you all had a good holidays. The year is not disappointing at all, not one bit. I'm filling in for David Knight, who is sick, and we should all keep him in our prayers. He's struggling with pneumonia, I believe. And he's asking for people's prayers, and so we want to think of him and everyone else we know who's struggling right now. And for all of us, we're in the very first days of 2020. We all knew it was going to be crazier than 2019, which was crazier than 2018, which was crazier than 2000. We're coming close to some type of singularity, of weirdness, of novelty. So, it's good to be back. I had a great vacation myself. I'll say I was in Arizona, mostly relaxing. I was able to hike and explore the area. The most interesting thing I learned there was everyone I talked to there, which is, these are people that are, you know, the UFO community, the crystal energy vortex community, sort of a very, some might say, sort of woo-woo spiritual community. But, I can dig that. But they were all into the InfoWars. They were all into Trump and the global awakening. And so it's exciting stuff. I think a lot of us are victims of fake news under the idea that there is a huge divide going on when there really isn't. One of the things we're going to show in the next segment in its entirety is Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes. I don't know if any of you caught that. I avoid award shows like cancer. I avoid TV like cancer, network television, and especially these award shows, which I never enjoyed. And I'm not bragging, or maybe I am, but at least I had, I'm not the smartest guy, and I've spent a lot of my life asleep, but at least I had the sense to know that a room full of, the most elite, actors and movie makers just sort of, stroking each other's egos all night is just something that's just it's a terrible way to spend your evening. But, and I'm not putting you down if you enjoy these kinds of things, because a lot of people do. But anyways, that was one of the funnest things I saw last night. I was watching something else and I checked my Twitter feed and I saw these Ricky Gervais clips. So we're going to show the whole thing. And, I don't think any of us have ever seen anything like it. And the best part about it is, the crowd reactions. I got to give a lot of credit to whoever's running the cameras that night. They could have done better, but I'm sure they were sweating in the producer's booth, but they cut to some really good shots. We got some really good shots of the crowd. It's almost like we're living in theater. At least from my perspective, it seems like what's happening, some things are just too good to be true. Like having an opportunity on live television to embarrass and shame some well-deserved people, which we'll get into later. In my opinion, it's hard for me to keep my opinion. I was thinking about that this morning when I was preparing for the show. Pardon me. I guess I never, it's not like I grew up thinking I wanted to be a journalist. I spent most of my life just wanting to follow my heart, and I ended up at InfoWars just simply because I wanted to support the InfoWar. So I don't really, consider myself sort of an unbiased, balanced journalist that doesn't care one way or the other. I care very deeply about my opinions. I have strong opinions. And it's hard for me not to express them. So I'll be expressing a lot of my opinions today on this show, mostly on Hollywood elites, what we saw last night with Ricky Gervais, and Iran. Iran is the major story right now, and it's kind of the major experience I've had at InfoWars and kind of what brought me to InfoWars and this whole Trump Great Awakening thing, which we'll get into later on. So thanks for joining us. We'll be back shortly. Happy 2020.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is, what, $4.99. And, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back to the David Knight Show. I am your guest host today, Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight. Infowars.com, band.video. We are the most banned broadcast in the world. I am honored, proud to be here with you today. So, we'll get right into it. I was thinking, like I said, I can't stand these shows. And you'll notice in his monologue, he delivers about three sort of typical soft jokes that are just sort of meant to give really like horrible, horrendous, what the kids call cringe today moments of these elitists just sort of smugging themselves and enjoying their little ego moments. And so I was tempted to sort of cut those out and just stick to the real zingers, you know, but, it's brilliant. I think it's because of those three well-placed moments. I think he gave one to Meryl Streep. He gave one to Martin Scorsese. So he sort of picked his very simple, strategic, brilliant attack. So let's just play the whole thing. If you haven't seen it yet, I think you're going to be in for a treat. Enjoy.
Oh, thank you. Hello and welcome to the 77th Annual Golden Globe Awards, live from the Beverly Hilton Hotel here in Los Angeles. I'm Ricky Gervais, thank you. You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking, I never did. NBC clearly don't care either, fifth time. So, I mean, Kevin Hart was fired from the Oscars because of some offensive tweets. Hello. Lucky for me, the Hollywood Foreign Press can barely speak English. And they've no idea what Twitter is. So I got offered this gig by fax. So let's go out with a bang. Let's have a laugh at your expense, shall we? Remember, they're just jokes. We're all going to die soon, and there's no sequel. So, yeah, remember that. But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush. It's her daughter I feel sorry for, okay? That must be the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs. So, lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Baby Yoda. Oh, that's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me whacked. But tonight isn't just about the people in front of camera. In this room are some of the most important TV and film executives in the world. People from every background, but they all have one thing in common. They're all terrified of Ronan Farrow. He's coming for you. He's coming for you. Look, talking of all you perverts, it was a big year. It was a big year for paedophile movies. Surviving R. Kelly, Leaving Neverland, Two Popes. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care. I don't care. Many talented people of colour were snubbed in major categories. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about that. The Hollywood foreign press are all very, very racist. So, fifth time. So, we were going to do an in memoriam this year, but when I saw the list of people that had died, it wasn't diverse enough. It just, no. It was mostly white people. And I thought, nah, not on my watch. So, maybe next year. Let's see what happens. No one cares about movies anymore. No one goes to the cinema. No one really watches network TV. Everyone's watching Netflix. This show should just be me coming out going, well done, Netflix, you win everything. Good night. But no, no, we've got to drag it out for 3 hours. You could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer. And it's still more fun than this. Okay? Spoiler alert, season 2 is on the way, so in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself. Just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up! I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right, but seriously, most films are awful, lazy, remakes, sequels. I've heard a rumour that there might be a sequel to Sophie's Choice. I mean, that'd just be Meryl Streep going, well, it's got to be this one then. All the best actors have jumped to Netflix and HBO, you know. And the actors who just do Hollywood movies now do fantasy adventure nonsense. They wear masks and capes and really tight costumes. Their job isn't acting anymore. It's going to the gym twice a day and taking steroids, really. Have we got an award for most ripped junkie? No. No point. We know we'd win that. Martin Scorsese, the greatest living director, made the news for his controversial comments about the Marvel franchise. He said they're not real cinema and they remind him of theme parks. I agree. Although I don't know what he's doing hanging around theme parks. He's not big enough to go on the rides, is he? Tiny. Right. The Irishman was amazing. It was amazing. It was. It was great. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long. Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So... Even Prince Andrew's like, come on, Leo, mate, you know. You're nearly 50, son. The world got to see James Corden as a fat pussy. He was also in the movie Cats, but no one saw that. And the reviews, oh, shocking. I saw one that said, this is the worst thing to happen to cats since dogs, right? But Dame Judi Dench defended the film, saying it was the role she was born to play. Because she... I can't do this next joke. Because she loves nothing better than plonking herself down on the carpet, lifting her leg and licking her... Furball. She's old school. It's the last time, who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, Don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and... So... It's already 3 hours long. Right, let's do the first award. The first award.
A lot of great moments in there. If you're listening on the radio and you enjoyed that, you definitely want to check out the video. A lot of great expressions. Some people are feeling very stupid. People that I think deserve to be. We're going to get more into that, in my opinion. And it was very clever, too. If you notice, he gave the sort of crude furball sex joke to loosen everyone up as sort of a trigger way to kind of get them totally vulnerable before he came in for the Apple commie, you're all basically idiot slaves. Very refreshing. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you right after this break.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste, because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old, and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Listening to the David Knight Show, or you are watching band.video or infowars.com. The most banned broadcast in the world, funded by our listeners and our great loyal audience. I'm Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight at the David Knight Show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking about these so-called Hollywood elites, which are really just, I think, useful idiots for the world elites. They are the new royalty for America. And more than that, a reflection of us, which we'll get into in the end. First, I want to mention this story on summit.news that Paul Joseph Watson is reporting. We'll get more into this in the final hour, I believe. But the headline is nearly 200 people arrested across Australia for deliberately starting bushfires. Yet media and celebrities continue to blame climate change. Fascinating read. And this is the police, the local authorities. I think they arrested about 183 people, a lot, mostly kids, starting fires. And you see a trend that's going on that we've been learning about for a long time from people like Alex Jones and David Icke, Jordan Maxwell. And it's all coming to fruition right now. These are 2020 already, 2020 already far surpassing our expectations of 2012. Although 2012, things really did start getting weird, didn't they? Anyways, I digress. Other interesting headlines I noticed that sort of all tie in. The Weinstein trial, I guess, is starting. I thought that this thing started and ended and started and ended. I haven't really been following it. I'm just waiting for real justice. But the headline's good. Weinstein attorney says accuser Annabelle Sciorra has spent an entire life acting for a living. So the attorney defending Weinstein is using the defense that basically you can't trust this witness because she's an actress and her job is to lie and pretend. And that's exactly right. I mean, that's who these people are. You know, Ricky Gervais ended the monologue. The best part of the ending is when you get up here, just accept your stupid little award. I'm adding some harshness to it. And get out of here. No one wants to hear your political opinions. How many times have we been saying this to ourselves and to each other? And it's just nice to see it at the actual award show being stated because it's, I mean, these people, no offense if you're an actor or an actress. I have friends that are actors and actresses. It's great. Easy work if you can get it. You know, there's a great line in a Hollywood movie. I can't remember the name. It doesn't matter. Where one of the characters who is just sort of like your typical, egotistical, grandiose movie star, said it beats working, referring to acting, which is true. I mean, are you really working for a living or are you just simply pretending to be who you're being told to be? You know, you're kind of a prostitute. In many ways, you're exactly a prostitute. You're just a high paid and we treat you like royalty. We fall in love with you. And that's something we all, I'll say myself, I'm a bit ashamed of how I can get emotionally attached to people I don't even know, to characters on the screen. Sometimes I'll watch a movie because it has a certain actor or actress in it that I feel in my heart is like a good person or something. It's crazy. We're simple creatures. I mean, I think we're all, I guess you could say, the same about cats or dogs or other lovable creatures. But that's a problem that I think we need to deal with. But yeah, so why should you trust any of these people? I mean, that's their job. Their job is to lie. Lie, you could say, is a harsh word. You could say technically their job is to pretend. Maybe that's a more fair statement, because technically we know they're pretending, so it's not lying. But one of my friends who wanted to be an actor said that she wanted to be an actor because she wanted to make the world a better place. And I asked her, I said, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, if I become famous, then I can live a good life and I can inspire other people to live a good life because they'll basically all be paying attention to me. And I never forgot that. I think that is how a lot of these, I think this is the mantra that most of these people tell themselves, that they are, by their absolute grace of character, they are going to just inspire the world to be a better place. That's who we're dealing with. These are the people we look up to. I think inevitably, I think all of us to a certain extent look up to them. We might not. I'd like to believe that we can overcome it. I'd like to believe that I can overcome it. I avoid it. I have an addiction to watching stories, movies and videos. I used to call myself a movie lover when I was younger. Now I think it's a problem. Now I think I could do more productive things with that time, I think. And part of that movie addiction is, I think, inevitably this bond that we form with these characters. It's a whole weird subject. The other interesting thing about the Golden Globes, I thought, was, of course, the Epstein joke and the timing. The same night there was new photos released. Like, at the same time I was watching the Ricky Gervais monologue erupt on Twitter, I was watching these pictures of Jeffrey Epstein erupting on Twitter. And they're interesting. The most interesting thing to me is the neck and the noose, which I guess are the two main things. But they kind of show you, all you need to know is, how could that noose cause that wretched, bloody wound to the neck? You should check it out for yourself. It's not that bad. Tells us what we all already know. And I'm just glad it's not going away. It's a very strange time we're living in. It seems like it's going away, and then it comes back. It's the Great Awakening, in my opinion. That's kind of how everything is unfolding in our favor. Is the more people that wake up, the more this seems to spiral. And that, I think, already is the theme of 2020. I remember for the past several years, I was always thinking, I'm concerned about, because I have friends and loved ones that still completely buy the CNN narrative. I think that will cling to that lie until they absolutely can't. And so it's often been a curiosity of mine and a concern, really a concern of mine, how are these people going to eventually react when inevitably, because I can't see any outcome. I refuse to see any outcome other than revealing the truth and bringing justice. So when that happens, how are these people going to react? It's not going to be pretty. And for some reason, there seems to be just a shift. Maybe it's a mental thing. When a year shifts, we're just meant, you know, we have this big hype over New Year's Eve. So in our minds, we just figure, okay, it's a new year. It's a new thing. We're in a new realm now or something. But it seems to me that in 2020, there can be very little sleep. I think the sleeping sheep are going to have a very difficult time in 2020. It's time to wake up. It's the year of awakening. Someone I read said 2020 vision. It's the year of clarity. I like that. I'm surprised I didn't catch that right away. 2020 vision. Let's make that a reality. I think we can all do that together. Truth and justice for 2020.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine and X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil and I take the turmeric and I take the knockout and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. So a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. It funds the InfoWar. Get our new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I am your host, Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight on The David Knight Show. Infowars.com, band.video. The most banned broadcast in the world. Coming to you from Austin, Texas, USA. So we're talking about the obnoxious, horrendous Golden Globes. And Ricky Gervais. And it's just so pleasant to see. Another thing in the news, actor George Lopez appeared to accept an Iranian bounty to assassinate President Donald Trump on Sunday evening. You know, and during the Vietnam War, we had Jane Fonda that was openly sympathizing and giving words of support to the enemy. And so it's not that surprising. There's just a lot more Jane Fonda wannabes, a lot more traitor wannabes, a lot more enemies from within. And to be honest, they're just, most of these people, I think, are just not that bright. You can see it in George Lopez's eyes. It's more of a confusion than an anger. He doesn't really know what's going on in his life right now. He's being directed by his owners, and I'm sure it's all very confusing for them. I'm sure last night was, you could see it in their faces. You could see, I definitely saw it in the faces of Tom Hanks. I definitely saw it in the face of many of them. The close-ups were great. You could see, they were like, what's happening right now? What's happening right now? Why is he being so mean? Why is he saying those things? Tarantino, I could see it in Tarantino's face. Tarantino's an interesting character. I could do a whole movie review on his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Sure, he knows how to make a film. I think his main trick is just sort of violence porn, glamorizing violence and shock value and putting it together with good editing, good filming. But, you know, that's my opinion. I know there's a lot of Tarantino fans. I think it's interesting, though, that twice in his life, he is apologizing for Roman Polanski. He is known, I think, as the most vocal apologist for Roman raping a 13-year-old. Tarantino was on Howard Stern laughing it off, basically saying she wanted it and it was no big deal. And then if you kind of know the backstory of Charles Manson's story, then you notice in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it was a sort of a weird cognitive dissonance thing he did. He told the story in part in accurate detail. But then another part, he blatantly changed, like the ending was blatantly changed. I think even if you went into it knowing nothing about the Manson story, you probably would have figured that the ending was campy and obviously not accurate. So it was clever because it wasn't like sneaky. It was like sort of like he's telling you he's doing it. But what's interesting is really when you look at it, the only details that he changed is that he made it appear as if Roman Polanski was a completely random target of Charlie, as if Manson just accidentally stumbled upon Polanski. When in fact, if you look at the details and you look at the fact that of Polanski's involvement with the occult and the fact that his unborn child was ritually murdered in Hollywood Hills, there's many of us suspicious, curious people would say that there was something more going on, something to do with these crazy world elitists that we're dealing with. And it's just interesting to me that Tarantino must have some sort of deal. He must be Roman's protege, his boy. And that's why he gets the awards. Interesting stuff. That's what these people are. They are prostitutes of the elites. They're not really elites. Think about it. They think getting into it that they're going to be loved and adored, which is partially true. But we all know that at least half of the people hate them as half of the people that love them. It's sort of that's the way it is. So, I mean, their jobs are pretty miserable, and few of them actually have any wealth to the point where it's actual, you know, independence. And even then, they're always owned. So it's, you know, and it's not fair to put all the heat on these people because, like I said, they're just the dumb idiot property of the elitists that go out there and push their agendas because we are foolish enough to listen to them. And nothing ever changes until we change that. That's the one thing, that I couldn't help but think about when I was watching Gervais of the Golden Globes is, yeah, this is great. And it's the comic relief is great. I mean, we all know how tense things have been. We've been in a cold war for at least a year now, if not more. And so it was relief, which is good. But I couldn't help but feel not enough. Not enough. And there was even a part of me that was worried that said, I don't want these people. Like I heard something, like I was worried that for a second, maybe some of these people are going to wise up and they're going to, you know, start turning around or acting differently. No, we have to go all the way. I don't think we win until we change the scope of our reality in every way. The art has to change. Hollywood is our art. I was listening to a recent Michael Savage show, and he was talking about how Hollywood used to be. And, you know, you only know so much. But in one regard, he was pointing out how back in the day, pretty much every movie star served in the military. Several of them were actual combat heroes. I think Clark Gable has a pretty incredible story. And they were patriots. Many, if not all, were served and were patriots. And the heroes that played the heroes in the movies were often heroes in real life. And now what do we have? What we have are a bunch of lying, pedophile club drug addicts, in my opinion. The best joke, and it didn't get as much play as the communist China joke, which I get because that's one that universally everyone gets. But in my opinion, the best joke was the pedophile. I mean, boom. He called him out for, it was a Ronan Farrow. I had to look up Ronan Farrow. I kind of knew where he was going and I got it. It was a bit subtle, but he's calling out Hollywood elites for being pedophiles. Incredible article you got to check out by Tiffany Fitzhenry. It's called World Exclusive: Mother of Sexually Abused Boy Bander Breaks Her Silence. Very good article. It's something that needs to be, in my opinion, covered more and more and more. It's the heart of everything. It's the foundation of the corruption. This is why I say that nothing changes until we completely change Hollywood. Maybe we can keep it. There was some radio show I was hearing that was talking about the Christian origins of Hollywood, about how Hollywood originally was built upon the idea of creating a moral, ethical art that would then inspire a community to live by more Christian standards and values. I'm 100% for that. When I was younger, I might have looked at that as some type of mind control, some type of propaganda, some type of social engineering, which yeah, you could say it's all of those things. Yes, but is that not a good thing? I mean, when you think about the incredible lives that, I mean, I'll speak for myself. I grew up in a very safe, fun, exciting community that I was able to be a mischievous little brat and explore and be curious and come out fairly unscathed. I mean, sure, we all get hurt in this life, but it's pretty safe. Law and order is great. And if that's based on some of these things, like producing movies that have more Christian values, we need to get back to that. The only way we're going to continue what we've lived, this good life that we've lived, is to get back to the foundation that we had back then. We need to change everything, because everything has become soiled, everything has become upside down. I don't know when it happened, but it's time for a change. We'll see you after this break.
Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout out for your bud. So that Super Blue Fluoride Free toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took TurboForce on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has delivered. InfoWars has come through time and time and time and time again. At that critical, game-changing moment, we have come through. And that means myself, the other hosts, the journalists, the researchers, the writers, the crew, down to the janitor, down to the bookkeeper. There is no top, there is no bottom. We are a family in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. And the stakes have never been higher. That's why the globalists want to take us out of the game. Only you keep InfoWars in the game. You are the InfoWar. And now, this Christmas, and coming up to the end of the year, is the time to spend your money at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into this next critical year of 2020 while getting great products that make your life and your family's life a lot better. Huge sales right now. Now's the time to shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Greg Reese. The David Knight Show, InfoWars.com, band.video. The most banned broadcast in the world. Broadcasting today from Austin, Texas, USA. Thanks for joining us. We've been talking about these Hollywood prostitutes, these Hollywood elites. Ricky Gervais, if you missed it, check it out. It's fun. And just to wrap that up, you know, one of the things I was mentioning earlier is that these are just stupid idiots that are worked as puppets and prostitutes for the elites. They're the spokesmen out there. They're the ones spinning the narrative. They're the ones that make it all happen. And how does that work? It works because of us. It works because we allow it to. It works because we attach ourselves to them and we embrace them for whatever reason. I think it's innate. It's built within us. And I believe it's because we're self-obsessed. We are creatures that think about our journey, that ponder things, and because of that, when we see another thing that looks like us, something that has, you know, fingers and arms and eyes and a face, we automatically project ourselves upon it, and that's my opinion. That's how I think it happens. Personally, I grew up a huge Robert De Niro fan and Martin Scorsese fan. I owned all the movies on VHS. I was a big fan. I was a geek about everything. I could go on and on and on about it. One of the biggest heartbreaks for me, I'm over it now, was watching De Niro turn back in the Trump era. Interestingly enough, it happened when Harvey Weinstein went down. There was a
articles that were coming out about how De Niro and Weinstein were chummy chums with the underage girls, and De Niro helped provide girls to Weinstein through sort of third-party casting couch interviews in his Tribeca nightclub. And it was heartbreaking in a sense because I was a fan, but not surprising because I think anyone who and even a fan of De Niro knows that De Niro's an idiot. De Niro's notorious for being on late night. When you see him not acting a role, he's a bit of a meathead. Nothing wrong with meatheads. I have a lot of meatheads I love. But that's Weinstein too. These are basically, I mean, what are their jobs? De Niro's job is to pretend that he's, you know, read lines and pretend that he means them. And Weinstein's job is to basically, just tell people what to do and be a thug and help push this whole sort of rotten slave mentality through the Hollywood community. And they never thought they'd get caught. They never thought Trump would win. They never thought there would be a challenge to their owners. They thought that their owners had everything cinched up and everything was going to be perfect. But that didn't happen. And now we are fortunate enough to be watching the results of this. We are watching everyone freak out. We are watching people panic, which is great. And a lot of that is, I consider a miracle. But we can also take this opportunity to thank our audience for this, because I cannot say enough how honored I am to work at InfoWars, and what inspired me to come find a job here at InfoWars was I just simply wanted to serve InfoWars because I saw how effective Alex Jones was, especially in the era of the Great Awakening and Trump. I was always a fan. I always sort of found myself on the same mentality of InfoWars. The attack strategy, the entire, the approach is something that's, you know, it's my people, I would say. But, it was the effectiveness that made me realize that the best way I could serve my country is to serve InfoWars. And I came to InfoWars fully expecting to do, I just wanted to do whatever it took. Whatever the job they needed me to do, I wanted to do. And it's a great honor. But we can't do it without our audience. We are funded by our great audience, which is another thing that I think most of us appreciate. Most of us love that, because while we're talking about horrible things like the Golden Globes, anyone who was unfortunate enough to actually watch the Golden Globes on, what was it, NBC, had to have endured endless advertisements and commercials that alone, I think, are somewhat cancer-causing to the brain. But the products they're selling inevitably are going to make your lives horrible and more rotten, whereas InfoWars products are the opposite. And they certainly are in my experience. One thing I'd like to talk about right now is kind of gross. I would never talk about it normally, except for the success that I've had with InfoWars product. I believe it's Super Silver Skin Cream Gel. So it's one of the colloidal silver skin creams. I have this wart that I got on my finger, and you can actually even put the dot cam. It's not that bad. It's actually, you can see it's healing up. I had this in Hawaii. I think it's a wart. I'm not a doctor, but it's this bump, and it's, I'll tell you what, I just hated it. I would use, nail clippers to clip it off. I would use a knife to, things I guess aren't that smart. And it just kept coming back and coming back. And then I said, I'll try the Super Silver Skin Cream. I started doing it on my break, less than a week ago. And I wish I had a before picture, but it's more than half gone. At the rate it's going now, I have to show it right now because it's going to be gone in a week. And I don't think we can make that claim. I don't know if we can make the claim that these things, because I don't even know what this thing is on my finger, but I can tell you I'm very happy once again. And everything else I've been taking, I take the vitamin mineral fusion I take all the time, which I notice more than any other vitamin mineral I've ever taken. And I've taken supplements for probably 15 years, always questioned them. It was always one of my discussions I would get into with my other friends that took vitamins. You know, I'd say, do you actually really ever feel anything? Because I've been off and on and off and on, and I don't know if I feel anything. Vitamin mineral fusion, I definitely feel. Definitely gives me a boost. I take the bone broth every morning. Can't say enough good things about the bone broth. I take the turmeric. Turmeric, you can't say enough good things about turmeric. The toothpaste. I mean, I'm still exploring our products, and you know, I'll tell you honestly, we get a great, I think we are only charged cost here. I don't know if we're allowed to say that, but it's an incredible thing just being an employee here and getting an employee discount, because I really do, I've had some life-changing experiences. The other thing I'll mention, the DNA force I've been taking for about a month, probably more than a month, and I will tell you, I don't feel, I used to have a knee thing, you know, cartilage thing, I think, that my knee was hurting, like many people my age, my knee was hurting for years. And I just noticed like a week or two ago that I haven't felt my knee in I don't know how long. It's probably been a couple weeks. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Could be. If you read the details into the DNA Force, it certainly makes sense. It's a fairly new product, and I'm not sure the scientific names, but you can look it up. But it's, if you look into it, which I did, it's not far-fetched to think that that could be it, because it seems like the verdict is still out and does some pretty amazing things. So check out our products. Our products are the best way for you to help yourself. That's the best way for you to help support us and to help support yourself, which, I mean, in my opinion, that's the beautiful thing to do. However, you could just donate. If you just want to support us, if you feel like you don't need the products, you don't want the products, you can just donate. You know, I recently produced, and this was probably my greatest privilege. I might say that a lot, but I'm a grateful person to be here. I do love InfoWars, and I love working here. I think one of my greatest privileges I've had was to produce part one of the Clinton body count, which is part one of our feature-length documentary that we were producing for Band.Video. There it is right there on Band.Video. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's part one of three. I'm working on part two right now, and, you know, it's a great honor. Those of us that have been following Alex Jones long enough, we remember the days of the feature-length documentary film. I was easily inspired by Jones's documentary film. I would say Jones is probably my main inspiration when it comes to the investigative-style documentary films, and that's from growing up, you know, watching his movies. So to have a part in bringing that back is just, it's incredible. And the main reason that we stopped doing it, from my understanding, is just simply that the economy changed. You know, back in those days, that's a lot of how Alex Jones got a lot of support, was by selling VHSs and DVDs. And as we all know, a lot of our audience now is scratching their head saying, what's a VHS and what's a DVD? So that these things just aren't in the marketplace anymore. The video is free on band.video, free to download. When it is done in its entirety, it will also be uploaded in its entirety on band.video. So you could just donate to InfoWars.com to see more of this. Because a little birdie named Alex told me recently in the subject of feature-length documentaries, said, hey, the next feature-length documentary we make should be on Bohemian Grove, secret societies, and the ritual occult bloodlines. And when that little birdie said that to me, I tell you, my smile, I've been smiling ever since, because if I love working for InfoWars, and probably my favorite thing to do here would be to make that documentary, because it was inside Bohemian Grove that woke me up about 15 years ago. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you after the break.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this, because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Greg Reese, covering for David Knight and The David Knight Show, Infowars.com, band.video, the most banned broadcast in the world. A lot going on. 2020 started with a bang. It was, I'm not a betting man, I'm not a prophetic man, but you don't have to be these days to know that things are escalating. After experiencing 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, we all knew that 2020 was going to be something like we've never seen before. We all knew it was going to be more, and it was going to be more, more and more and more. And from day one, that's what we've gotten. From day one, it seems we're starting off the year with Iran, which is kind of what we're going to get into a lot this hour. And this is a big, in my opinion, this is a huge fundamental part of what's going on right now is Iran and the relationship between Iran and the Western world. But there's a lot of stories going on. This is unrelated, and this is a headline I just read for the first time. This is Infowars.com report. 400,000 anchor babies born in 2019, exceeding U.S. births in 48 states. I had to reread this a few times. It looks to me like it's saying 400,000 anchor babies. That's nearly 500,000 in 1 year. Maybe I'm reading it wrong, but it looks to me like it's saying 400,000 anchor babies born in 1 year. What's going on, people? What is going on? I know I have friends that are very suspicious of Trump and that don't believe that he represents anything good. And when I read headlines like that, I wonder. You know, I'm a supporter of the president because I have, as far as what I've seen so far, we're in a fight, the fight of our lives. But that is a problem. That is a problem. And it's interesting. I think it's an interesting way to sort of lead into the subject that we're going to get into in Iran, because everyone's talking about Iran. Everyone's divided on Iran. And like I said earlier, I'm not going to shy from expressing my opinion. I don't think we can just leave Iran. Yeah, I want to get out of these criminal wars, 100%. But I also don't believe that every war is criminal. I am a man who believes that some wars are righteous and necessary. I have seen very few of those in my lifetime. But I don't think we can just leave Iran. The reason I say that is because we are in very big part responsible for the situation that's going on over there. We'll get more into that this hour, but it'd be like leaving it'd be like showing up, creating a huge mess, and then saying, all right, we're out of here. Screw you guys. So that's kind of what we're going to get into a bit there in Iran. But it's, in my view, we are in a global awakening. yes, things are in a nationalist level against globalism, but it's not about isolating ourselves from each other and being afraid of each other and being against each other. It's really, in my opinion, the people against the power structure. I think we're experiencing something on the entire planet that has never been experienced in recorded history before, which is, when I say a great awakening, I'm talking about the people finally waking up to the fact that we're slaves and we're not free and pushing towards some type of liberty that we've never seen before. People talk about restoring to the Republic of, I don't think we've ever actually seen the freedom that we're looking for and that we might possibly experience today. We'll see you after the break.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about Newswars.com, Infowars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at Infowars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Reese, on the David Knight Show, sitting in for David Knight. Infowars.com, band.video. Thank you for joining us. We're getting into the second hour now. We're talking about Iran, talking about the Great Awakening. We're talking about what I consider to be a global nationalist movement. 1776 worldwide is a way maybe an InfoWars person would see it or say it. And I think Iran is probably the most interesting thing. I mean, we see it everywhere. We see the protests going on in France. We've seen a lot of change going on in Brazil. We've seen Hong Kong. And Iran was, for me, when I first, for whatever reason, I have a mysterious personal connection with Iran. Maybe it's just simply because, like I was saying in the first hour, I enjoy stories. And the story of Iran is probably one of the most dramatic, epic stories of oppression and tyranny in the modern world. It's very dramatic. Much more, you know, before I learned it too, I was under the impression that Iran was like all on board, that the majority of Iran was living a good life and that they loved their government and it was all good and the rest of the world was messing with them and we should leave them alone. In my view, after doing my research, that's an absolute lie. That's an absolute myth. And that's the narrative that is being pushed by the powerful elites. That's what they want you to think. So we're going to go to a video that I made when I first started working for InfoWars. It's basically focuses on John Kerry, some shady crimes that he probably committed dealing with the Iranian government. But it's really a overview history of Iran. And for those of you who don't know much about the history of Iran, I think this might help. It's a really interesting story, and it's the kind of the story we're all facing with, just on a very dramatic, almost Hollywood-like level. So let's run that now.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that John Kerry is actively undermining U.S. policy with Iran. To better understand the gravity of this situation, let's take a look at the history of Iran. Stemming from the cradle of civilization in Mesopotamia, Persia was a megalith of art, science, logic, and reason. After the fall of Babylon, Cyrus II of Persia, commonly known as Cyrus the Great, was the founder of the first Persian Empire, the Achaemenid. He created the Charter of the Rights of Nations in 583 BC, wherein it was written that government would not reign over the people if they did not wish it. It would not force anyone to change their religion or faith, and it would guarantee freedom for all. Persia and Rome were great adversaries, but they were both overwhelmed by the Islamic Caliphate of Rashidun in the 7th century. Rome was able to survive, but nearly all of Persia fell to the Caliphate. Only the Dabiyid dynasty survived and held on to Persia's mystical roots, traditions, and culture. A caliphate is a state of rule that imposes strict Islamic law and does not allow for other religions. It is the antithesis of Cyrus's Rights of Nations. The struggle between these two governing ideologies continued on for centuries. One side seeking to free the individual, and the other side seeking to force them into submission. The end of the 18th century brought conflicts between Persia, Russia, and England. England took control of the local trade and brought the borders to where they are today. In 1921, a coup d'etat led by Reza Khan led to the imperial state of Iran. He made himself Shah and became a puppet of Russia and England. The people grew to be resentful. In 1935, under the influence of the Nazis, Persia became renamed Iran. In the 1950s, 75% of Europe's oil came from Iran, and the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company, which later became British Petroleum, only gave a small percentage of the profits to the Shah. In 1953, in an effort to take control of Anglo-Iranian oil, Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh nationalized the oil company. Britain took Iran to the World Court over the matter and lost. But under Operation Ajax, the CIA overthrew Mossadegh and reinstalled the Shah as supreme leader, who gave Britain full control of the oil trade. While it was believed that the Shah was a puppet for Britain and the U.S., he was both westernizing Iran and restoring Persian culture from the days of Cyrus the Great. And by the 1970s, Iran was well on its way to becoming a free society. In 1979, the Ayatollah Khomeini, who promised democracy and not to impose too much Islamic law, led the revolution, and the Islamic Republic of Iran was born. In 1980, Iraq invaded Iran. The war lasted 8 years. Over 1 million people died, and Islamic rule became increasingly authoritarian. The Islamic Republic of Iran have often been accused of funding, training, and giving sanctuary to terrorists. And they have been developing nuclear weapons. One would think that the United States government would be ideologically opposed to the Islamic Republic. But after President Obama's mysterious Iran nuclear deal, wherein pallets loaded with billions of dollars in cash was secretly delivered to Iran, 2,500 Iranians were granted U.S. citizenship, and 14 Iranian criminal fugitives were released from U.S. custody. One is left to wonder, what exactly was the Obama administration up to? TV host and radio broadcaster Syed Mohammad Hosseini has been leading the Restart Iran movement and is fast becoming the most powerful opposition figure in Iranian politics. Restart Iran, inspired by Cyrus the Great, Rumi, and Plato, hopes to restore the thriving free society that Persia has known in the past. Starting in October of 2017, Syed Mohammad Hosseini began issuing challenges to the members of Restart. They began defacing and firebombing the mosques, which they claim have become militant training centers for the Islamic Republic. And in December, Millions of Iranians took to the streets in several different cities and demanded an end to Islamic rule. President Trump has expressed his support for the people of Iran, but in what most would argue is a violation of the Logan Act, former Secretary of State John Kerry has seemingly gone rogue and has had several unauthorized meetings with top Iranian officials that both President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have called illegal meetings that undercut the White House. The objectives of the so-called deep state become far more clear and threatening when you see how aligned they all are with extreme Islam and the caliphate. This is Greg Reese reporting for Infowars.com.
Now, it was a fateful time for me when I made that, because it was around the same time that I woke up to this recent call to action in 2017. During the those Iranian protests, which was December, January from 2017 to 2018, around the same time that Q started posting, and those of us who have been following Q realize that Q is spot on with the story, and it's one of the biggest red pills that pop culture has ever experienced. Say what you want to say about Q, it is the biggest red pill I've seen, and it gets right to the heart of the story. And one of the things it mentions is Iran and North Korea as being proxies of the deep state to start a World War III, which to me falls right into the narrative 100%. These things have to be dealt with in order to move past this end time scenario if we want to have a renaissance. In my purview, that's the way I see it. We're going to get more into that after this break.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to Infowars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I gotta talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your TurboForce, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but TurboForce really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your TurboForce. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great TurboForce is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of TurboForce, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020's dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle, clarity, and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Into the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to The David Knight Show. I'm your host, Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight. Once again, let's keep David in our prayers. David's struggling with some illness right now. This is InfoWars.com, band.video, the most banned broadcast in the world. I do love saying that. There is an inner child who's 12 years old inside of me. Who loves to say that? Who wouldn't? So we're talking about Iran. Last segment, we went into the history of Iran, at least as the history that of the relationship between the Western world and Iran, how it's pertinent today. In summary, it really started 41 years ago at the revolution when the hostages were taken. And that is really when bad blood was formed between Iran and the United States. A lot of us are raised with the narrative that the problems in the Middle East have been going on for thousands of years. That's sort of the cliche saying, they've been fighting each other over there for thousands of years. We need to get out of there. We need to stop it. That's really not true. I did some research because if you look at it, it's kind of popular now. A lot of people understand that Iran back in the 70s before the revolution was very westernized. It was all kind of, their women were wearing short skirts. There's horror stories of after the revolution of women getting acid thrown in their faces if they were wearing makeup to sort of force women to stop wearing makeup and put the burqa on. They forced this country that was just like the rest of the Western world, pretty much, into the Dark Ages. And it wasn't just Iran. I did some researching. You can Google like Pakistan in the 1950s. You'll get the same pictures. You can Google Afghanistan 1950s, stuff like, back in the 40s and the 50s, and you'll see these places had normal people living law and order, just like we think of here in America or, in the UK or in Australia, in the Western civilized world. The whole world was sort of moving in that direction. And so why would you turn around and go in the other direction? Why would you manipulate it in that way? That, in my opinion, is the story. Alex Jones has talked about this quite a bit. The culture, the Islamic culture, tends to be one that is easily controlled and manipulated. But it's also extremely dark, and it's not that fun. What happened after the revolution was the Iran-Iraq War. This is a typical war scenario from our lifetimes. A typical war is a mass human sacrifice, a massive social engineering bomb, where the story is that these governments are going to war and there's political issues. The result is the loss of the people. After the Iran-Iraq War, it went on for nearly a decade, almost a million people. I think that it's a half a million of those people were civilians. And even the military men, this is a half a million. I mean, are these half a million men, did they really have a gripe with each other? No, They didn't. Their leaders did, and they loyally fought the battle for their leaders. And this is basically 99.9% of the wars that we have in our lifetime. They are I would argue they are depopulation mass sacrifice rituals is what they are. And the Iran-Iraq war, I would say, was one of the, that's where we come in. That's where our country comes in, at least. A lot of people say, hey, it wasn't me. You know, I didn't have anything to do with it. Fair enough. I didn't have anything to do with it either. But members of our deep state are responsible for a lot of the weapons that were supplied to Iraq during the Iran-Iraq war. I mean, that much is easily known. And there's enough evidence to suggest that there's a lot more shenanigans that go deeper. That we were, at least elements of our government, elements of our people operating out of our system were responsible for these atrocities, these pulling these strings, playing their part. And I don't think we can really make, we have to make penance. I guess I'm saying we have to make good for people that, sure, it wasn't us, but they did it in our name. They did it under our corporation, under the United States Corporation of America. So if we're gonna sustain that, if we're gonna keep it instead of destroying it, then I think we need to make good. Wouldn't that be great? I'm a dreamer. I know it's perhaps overly optimistic that I'm thinking this way, but this is, in my opinion, the only way we're gonna win. It's why I'm fighting justice, renaissance, golden age. So, there's a huge mess there, Iran-Iraq. And there's a saying that I've always liked since I was a child. All is fair in love and war. I think it goes without description. I think it just, for me, that just has always said it all. Meaning, I guess what that means is I understand the idea of being anti-war. I get it, and I guess in most cases I am myself. But there is also a thing, I think, of just simply having an acceptance for the realm that we live in, for the world that we live in, for the human nature that we are all a part of and that we cannot separate ourselves from. And in my opinion, it is innate within us. The war. It's not all bad. Now, I just explained how 99.9% of it is a big, scam. Mass sacrifice. Seems in my view. And it works totally against the people in every case. And it totally benefits the elitists. Which is why I'm kind of being softball about it. I like Pompeo. I like Trump. I like the way they're doing this. Pompeo just said U.S. may hit more leaders if Iran retaliates. When have you ever heard this before? This is not the way that these wars are supposed to go. You don't go after the leaders. That is not playing by the rules. You go after the people. And so the way it looks to me is we're seeing something different. We're seeing something that we're not used to seeing before, because that is exactly what, I mean, we know what the U.S. military is capable of. We saw it with the recent slain general of Iran, Soleimani. We pretty much took him out right in his vehicle. And now we're threatening to take out more leaders. He was not just a leader. He was a pretty big leader. So if we're saying more leaders, there's not many of them. That's a small amount. This is how easy and proper this thing could go down, in my opinion. But I am just one man here who happens to have a microphone and a camera on him. We're going to get back and talk more about that. But in my purview, a lot of people in the conservative side consider Pompeo a neocon and he's no good and he's a warmonger. But I'm sorry. So far, I like what they're saying and I like what they're doing. We'll see you after this break.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening Toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gum. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took Turbo Force on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to The David Knight Show. I am your host, Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight, InfoWars.com, band.video. The other interesting thing about Iran is we were talking about how it is like a Hollywood version of tyranny, authoritarianism, unlike anything else that we're seeing, and we're seeing it all over the planet. One of the reasons is simply because the contrast, before Iran has a very rich history that is non-Islamic. Persian. Persian is one of the original, civilized, strong, huge cultures of law and order that very similar to Christian values. It was able to cultivate a rich, long history of art and science. The type of society that's based on allowing the individual to pursue their own heart, to pursue their calling, which is what we have here in America, which in my opinion is the root of it all. Enough freedom that you can just do what your heart calls you to do, as long as you're not hurting anyone else. That's what leads to innovation and great things. It is a relationship between the individual and God, in my opinion, that opens up the doors of possibility and really puts us on path towards a better world, which is why freedom is important. And before the revolution, Iran was not the Islamic nightmare that it is today. It was experiencing similar levels of independence and freedom that I'm talking about right now. And within a very short order, within years, it turned. Like I was saying, you can find reports of women that didn't escape getting acid thrown in their faces if they wore makeup in public to train them not to do that. Still today, you see people being executed for being homosexual, and yet the LGBT community seems to be in full support of the Islamic Republic and of Islam in general, which is a whole other strange thing. On one hand, I used to think that Islam was being wielded as a tool like this because it's scary. And it is. I mean, when you see like women who aren't allowed to dress the way they want, who are considered property, all the stories, the rape culture, the gang rape culture, it's terrifying to, I think, anyone who's used to a civilized world of law and order. But it's more than that. Now, it's not just being used as a boogeyman. It seems to be used as the end goal, which is even darker. But that also makes sense because really, when you get down to it, power doesn't care. Power doesn't have compassion. Power just wants power. And that whole culture just seems perfectly aligned with that sort of mindset, the mindset of power. Because what is power? Power is just simply having control. Well, really, that's not true. We think, I don't understand power. Power is one of the biggest mysteries to me. I understand greed. I want money. I don't understand power. To me, power seems like the desire to have control over another person. The irony is, though, that in order to get involved in that game, you have to submit to someone else. So you can't play the power game without submitting. So it's right off the bat, you enter that game as a lie almost. I mean, I don't understand it, but there is, the only way it makes sense to me is it's a very low level consciousness, and the people involved in it, like all of our Hollywood darlings that we talked about in the first hour, are just simple minded creatures that are incapable of getting past that very base level of control and submission. And we're dealing with it because it's in our society and it's become overgrown and out of control and a big mess. So we're seeing something different. Pompeo, once again, U.S. may hit more leaders if Iran retaliates. Like I said, that's not something, and I'd like to see people argue against that, that mentality, because I think one thing you will get every Iranian to agree with is that their leadership is unwanted. Now, they might not admit that publicly because they could be tortured and executed. Actually, if you could run some videos while I'm talking in the background of, I think they're called Iranian funerals. There's a few videos in there, two videos in there. A recent video that's been shown, the better one I think is Iranian Funeral 2, which is after this one. And the reason I say it's better, this one looks like it was done by the Islamic Republic. They got a nice drone shot. But you can see the New York Times, who I'm sure is their buddies, helped them out and did a better, more highly produced sort of Western version to really give it some panache and some flash. There's the New York Times. Now, when I saw this video, I was torn. It's not that big of a surprise because we've seen this before, and this is called propaganda. We can play, there's a video in there, I think it's called Nazi Funeral. There was someone on Twitter, Iranian-American, who posted this, and this is interesting. This is basically the same thing which happened back in World War II. And there's other examples. There's a video of Gaddafi going through the streets of Tripoli shortly before Obama went in and invaded Libya that showed a massive support of Gaddafi. And that one actually looked fairly genuine, which is reasonable because there's a lot to say that Gaddafi was actually pretty popular with his own people before he was taken out by the globalists. But I asked my friends, I have some friends that I've contacted for my research into the Restart movement, members of the Restart opposition. I asked them about that funeral video. I said, this looks bad. I mean, this looks like thousands of people mourning the death of this terrorist. And they sent me, if you can throw up an image, I believe it says free lunch is what I called it today. They sent me, it's in Farsi, but they said this was an ad from the Islamic Republic's Telegram account that, is offering free breakfast, lunch, and dinner and transportation in two locations. I believe one is Yazd and the other one is Al-Raz, if I'm saying it right, which is very similar to what we see here in the States with the, so-called, Women's March protests or anti-Trump protests that all seem to be bust in Soros money. And that's not too surprising. The other thing a lot of people are saying is that there's enough. Here's the thing. Like I said earlier about power, there are enough people that desire power. As weird as that seems to me and as foreign as it is, thank God I feel blessed for that, I suppose. Cause it just seems like an ugly nightmare of a world to be involved in. Like I said, you can't play that world without submitting. You might have power over some people, but you have to submit to someone. You can't be the top of the pyramid in that game. So it just seems like a nightmare, but that nightmare attracts people that want to play that nightmare. And so a lot of those people have ended up in Iran because Iran is the stronghold of that sort of Islamic thuggery. And it has been for decades now. And so it's not that surprising that they could cultivate thousands of people out to show support. But if you look further into it, and I recommend you do, make some Iranian friends. There's plenty of Iranian diaspora. I don't know if I'm saying that word right. People from Iran that have since moved out of Iran and live all over the country. These are the people that are free to speak, those that are in countries where they're free to speak. And we're going to play a video when we come back from the break of a young woman who has something to say about it. And the one thing that we know about Iran is that no one in Iran is going to be upset when the Islamic Republic ends, except for a small group of criminals, of the mullah mafia. They will be upset. Everyone else is going to be okay with it. It's the big question, in my opinion, and I'm sure everyone else is too, is what comes next. We don't want a bigger mess. We want good things to happen to good people. And so how is that going to come about? Is it possible? Is it going to be another Libya? We sure hope not. We'll see you after the break.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. It funds the InfoWar. Get our new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to the most banned broadcasts on Earth. Infowars.com, band.video. This is Greg Reese hosting for the David Knight Show. Iran in the news. Iran all over the news. Everyone's talking about Iran. And that's what we've been talking about this hour. What nobody wants to see, and this is the, and I get it, everyone's talking about regime change. And what we're used to are these deep state globalist regime changes that result in destroying a nation, into destabilizing a country. And then once it's destroyed, then we've been shipping these angry young men into Western worlds as calling them refugees, which is like an invasion without firing a shot. It's very strange. Very, very, very dark, very Twilight Zone, very weird. And we don't want to see that anymore. In fact, we want to reverse that as quick as possible. And so I get it when people, especially when John Bolton is getting all excited about current events with Iran. I mean, it's an extremely complicated situation. I would say you can look up pictures of John Bolton posing with the MKO. There is Giuliani seems to be chummy with the MKO. Hillary was. MKO is not an option. I mean, that's what I would argue was the original plan. The original plan was to start some type of major war as with Iran as a proxy. Then there would be another fake revolution like there was in 79, except it would be the MKO, which is a completely off the hook radical Islamic sex cult. They would then take over and run the place, as a proxy for the deep state. And the people, the good Persian people of Iran would continue to get screwed by the globalists as they have been for the past 40 years. I support freedom for them. I support, there you go. There's John and the leader of the MKO, Ravani, I believe is her name. And they're like a combination of the Islamic Republic and the craziest, drug sex cults of the American 60s all combined into one. And this is who our neocons would like to have replace them. Another popular option is the Pahlavi family. A lot of the Iranians want the Pahlavi family. Pahlavi family seems inarguably to be puppets of the crown. Most, I think, enlightened Iranians would agree with this. And so is that good? That's sort of like going back. A lot of people seem like they want to go back. Going back is never good. Going back is never good. We can hold some of the past's ideals and reconstruct them, but we're always moving forward. There's the Pahlavi family. Now, the son, who I believe is standing up in the center there, is now, the Pahlavi who would arguably retake the throne and bring back the Pahlavi family to rule Iran. Some people there want that. A lot of people there. But the people that I've been talking to and the people that I have more of an interest in their way of thinking is the Restart Movement. And the Restart Movement are inspired mostly, it seems, by the U.S. Constitution, the First and the Second Amendment. They understand in many ways better than a lot of Americans do the importance of our Constitution and the value of our First and Second Amendment. And they want that for themselves. And I honestly support that for everyone. I think we are not as spiritually as advanced to the point where we don't need these things. I think we need these things now actually more than ever. I, in fact, believe that our founding fathers didn't even really know what they were doing back then. It was God acting through them, putting things in place that really aren't being completely realized until right now, the time we're living in. The other thing that Iran, Persians, the Persian culture there that has existed for millennia in Iran, long before Islam ever took root. The Persian culture gets a lot of their religion from Sufi poems. Poets like Rumi and Hafez. If you have any friends if you know anyone who's a yoga teacher, or if you know anyone who likes to go and do yoga and meditate, and I'm sure everyone knows at least someone who's a friend of someone who does that, they will know who Rumi and Hafez is. They are very interesting poets. I would actually argue that most of our fans would appreciate Rumi and Hafez. Rumi and Hafez are often known in the yoga community for very sort of spiritually lovey, romantic, passionate poems. But that's really just the smaller percentage. The greater percentage of their work is a deep wisdom where they talk about prophecy. They talk about global resets. They talk about things to come, corrupt governments, lies and deceit, the people over the power. Very interesting stuff. And the Restart Movement believe that what's happening right now is prophecy. And they often refer to the writings of a specific Sufi poet, which I don't have in front of me right now, but I've seen poems they've sent where they even refer to Trump as being part of this prophecy. Trump, a lot of them believe, is a return of Alexander the Great, or that archetype, basically, that archetype coming back. There are more Trump supporters in the restart movement than there seems to be in the mainstream. As far as what the mainstream tells you there is in America, there's a lot of strong support there for what Trump is doing. And it seems, it does seem as if Trump is responding. Trump is, and Pompeo are acting in the way that these people have been telling me they're going to act. It's been an interesting journey for me. It's been a very interesting journey. And I was just thinking the other day, I don't think it's going to be that long before InfoWars sends some reporters over to Iran. I have a feeling things are going to be unfolding very quickly there now, especially with the action that's being talked about now, about hitting more leaders. Iran seems distraught. I would say this is, like I said, these aren't the rules. The rules are being broken. And it would seem to me like some people hype Iran up as being, like, people are talking about the draft. People are talking about World War III. Okay, I might just be some idiot who doesn't know anything, but I really don't think there is any threat to Iran. It's just like our own deep state. It's built upon lies. It's an illusion. And that illusion is being challenged by rogue parties. I've been repeating it over and over again. I'll repeat it again. Pompeo, more leaders. We'll hit more leaders. Okay, I think we have time. We're going to play this video really quick of Iranian Girl, I think is her name, her Twitter handle. Iranian for Trump, Iranian Girl for Trump. It's a video where she's sort of breaking down the funeral in a pie chart, helping other Americans understand it. As soon as you get there, we
go. Hi, so I literally had to make a video to make people understand what's going on in Iran right now because the Democrats are calling this an assassination and they think there's going to be a war. When you kill a terrorist, it's not an assassination. You just kill somebody. There's one less bad person on this planet. With him being alive, there was more chance of a war. So Trump actually did the right thing killing him. So thank you, President. I literally had to make a chart to make people understand what's going on. These are the Nazis of Iran right now. These are the people you see in the street mourning for Soleimani. And these are the freedom fighters, the people you don't see. These people are benefiting from the government probably and take vacations to come to America. And these people right here, they cannot be in the streets to celebrate Soleimani's death or ask for human rights or ask for a regime change. Because we all know what happened last time they did that, right? The internet got shut down. They killed more than 1,000 people and people are still missing. So the world is only seeing this little portion of the Iranian people that are against these people. These people don't have a voice. So be a voice for them.
And that's just one of many, in my opinion. If you do a little bit of research, that's what you're going to find. You're going to find Iran is not like Libya, or Afghanistan, Iraq. Iran is a very unique place. I think we've always known it was unique. It was different. Even the main narrative tells you it was. Like I said before, I did my own research. It seemed like it was the more happy, civilized, we're all good with our government kind of place in the Middle East. I don't know. It was pretty good lie, because it doesn't take much investigation to look past it. So, like it or not, I think it's a necessary part of the plan to move us towards truth and justice. There is much about our own deep state connected to Iran. We already know with John Kerry and McCain and the Obama with the Iranian deal. A lot could come out. Hopefully it will. I mean, we've been waiting for this for a lot of people. But this could just be one more of those opportunities to really bring the truth out into the light. We'll see you after this break.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. Because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine and X2 and X3. And I take a good energy booster like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil and I take the turmeric and I take the knockout and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You are with Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight and The David Knight Show in our final hour. Monday, on the first Monday of 2020. The final hour, I'm going to mention this article one more time on Summit News. Paul Joseph Watson, nearly 200 people arrested across Australia for deliberately starting bushfires. We're going to get into kind of the big picture, in my purview, of what's happening right now. Everything we've been talking about, really. We started off, the first hour we were talking about Hollywood, Ricky Gervais roasting Hollywood, and how Hollywood is basically just a bunch of useful idiots, used for the elites, to spread their narrative, to keep that story alive. And it works primarily, well, completely it works because of our ego minds and how our minds just naturally attach to these celebrities and form imaginary bonds with them. And so we tend to trust them. We trust some of them. We all have the ones that we like and the ones we don't like. Then you get the story from all of them. We talked about that. We talked about Iran and not just the current situation in Iran, but how Iran is sort of a model of tyranny, of oppression that the entire world is facing, and how it's a centerpiece for depopulation through sacrificial wars, how things are changing. So what's it all about? Well, this headline just gives me hope in a sense because it's surprising to me that they're publishing it, that the local authorities are actually saying that they believe it's all arson. It's the elite. It's the Hollywood mouthpieces that are saying otherwise. It's the media that's saying otherwise. That's saying this is climate change. This is global warming. And so what is the purpose of the whole global warming lie? What's the purpose of it? Now, it's not, I don't think, as simple as just simply the cap and trade, taxing everyone and making a bunch of money, which from day one seemed like a stupid failed plan. It seemed even from the era of Obama, it seemed like a far overreach that would never succeed. You know, the cap and trade system. But in the age of Trump, in the era of absolute desperation, they are playing it hard. And it's not working, but they're still pushing it hard. It looks to me like you got a bunch of hooligans that were paid money to go out and start some fires so that they could blame it on global warming, which is pretty desperate. I mean, so what's the end game? If anyone has gone down the open course of rabbit holes, just allowed the rabbit holes, allowed the evidence to lead you where it leads you long enough, I would argue, I would be very surprised if it hasn't all led you to the same place, which is the idea of a global reset or at least a perceived global reset, whether it's something that is inevitable, something that is contrived, or something that is completely an illusion. It all comes back to this cataclysm, at least in my experience. It doesn't matter what the subject is, it always gets to this point of sort of preparing for end times. And we're seeing it unfold right now with everyone's bunkers and this mad dash race for global warming. And we have 12 years, or I think it's less than 10 now, before the entire world ends. And there you go. Look, yet the weather is lovely. We'll see after this break.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight on The David Knight Show. You're tuned in to the most banned broadcast on earth. Infowars.com, band.video. Coming up in the next hour is the Alex Jones Show on this first Monday of 2020. The year is off to a grandiose start. One of the crew just suggested that maybe so many people fly on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express just simply to save money because of global warming. Maybe they're just being thrifty and green conscience. That might be a reasonable excuse for some. We'll see. The other interesting thing that no one talks about is the recent InfoWars story about how the young child sex trafficking airline is still going on. It's stories like that, that it's amazing to me that InfoWars is really one of the only, if not the only one, covering some of these stories. So, what's it all for? I think, personally, from everything I've seen, that these useful idiots, and it's not just the actors and the producers and the Weinsteins and the De Niros. It's also the Anderson Coopers. It's everyone in the public view. The ones that we know, are all the useful idiots because they're stupid enough to come out and be on record in the public serving the will of evil. So they've all sold their soul and they all have miserable lives. I can guarantee you that. And it seems to me that they are pushing for this global warming in a massive, massive rush right now. And I would argue they're trying to make as much money as they can to pad their pockets and build their bunkers for something that they're being told to push for. If you look into
any angle of history, whether it's occult history, religious scriptural history, college taught history. Basically, you're going to find over and over and over again, there are resets. Now, some people, I guess in popular culture, it's believed that we're the first dawning of mankind and that civilization has never been as high as it is right now. But in pretty much every other, if you do your own research, you're going to find that that doesn't seem to be true. It seems like we've been at high levels of civilization in the past and something has come and wiped the sandbox clean and started us from ground zero. There's no end of the world, but it wouldn't take much to destroy all trace of the modern world. I mean, you could still have rocket scientists that survive, but they would need to, first we need to get enough law and order in place to where we could sustain fire, organize, build, and then we have to get back to making metal again. We need to, you know, a lot of work. Could be 1,000 years to get back. So there's this crazy push, which I just, you know, it's hard. It was really refreshing to see Ricky Gervais mention Greta Thunberg, as subtle as it was, just because it's a good reminder. And then the recent Meatloaf comment about Greta Thunberg saying the obvious, that this girl is full of crap and that she is being manipulated and brainwashed. But it's just astonishing that you're not hearing more people say it, which leads me to believe there are unfortunately a lot of our own people that are brainwashed enough to just sort of eat this stuff up. And it's outrageous to think that it could actually be sold, but it's being sold. And people are, at this point, I think, willing to see actual population control. People are actually ready to see the loss of life because they think it's going to make the world, save the world. Never has it been so crucial to wake people up to what's going on, because we're at that point. You can see the death cult has spread. The death cult that has been going on for at least 100 years, but we can trace the death cult back to Babylon. But at least in America, the death cult has been infiltrating deeply our government. That death cult is now gone mainstream. It's gone pop culture. At least that's what's being projected. And those that are still vulnerable enough to and fragile enough to be affected completely by that brainwashing technique are where they're at. They're ready to see the worst case scenario, depopulation to save the environment. And so that's what we're seeing here in Australia. There was a woman who was raising money with nude pictures to help relieve the damage that's happening in Australia, and her Instagram account was deleted. I mean, that kind of tells you right there that no one's trying to help anyone. It's all about destruction. It's all about creating the story that destruction has to happen. It's like what Alex Jones talks about all the time. It's this message that's being transmitted into the brains of every human being, like kill yourself over and over again. And, you know, as crazy as that is, there's one of the earliest accounts of mind control that's documented from Canada was, I can't think of the man's name right now. It was a man that Alex Jones told me about after one of my first mind control videos. And he, one of the surviving members of his, he went to him for a hurt leg in the 40s or the 30s or the 50s or something in Canada. He had a leg that hurt him. And so his doctor referred him to this CIA MK Ultra doctor, and to treat him for his sore leg, he locked him in a room for over a month where he played him a tape over and over and over and over and over and over, and over again of saying, you killed your mother, you killed your mother, you killed your mother, you killed your mother. And when he came out of it, he said that he saw his mother and he was very confused. He had no idea what she was doing alive, and he was convinced that he killed his mother. So why do I say that? Because this is all by design. And that's what we're dealing with right now. The mind control level that we're getting from the television these days is so obvious and so over the top. And yet
as strong and popular as ever, it seems, in some circles. And so 2020 is the year. This is our final chance to wake people up. This is our final chance to smack people out of the slumber and get them to see how important things are in the world right now, to see how important it is to think for yourself and to be aware of the present moment and be aware of yourself and what's going on around us. It's the only way we're going to survive is by waking up. We are in the matrix, and it's time to wake up. And one of the best ways to proliferate, to spread this awakening and to inspire others to wake up is to work on ourselves and to be as clear as we can about our own decisions in life, to be constantly seeking the truth and supporting those that are spreading the truth. And, you know, I forgot to plug in the last hour. We're going to get more into that in the end of this hour before we go. But one of the best ways that you can do that is by supporting the InfoWar, supporting InfoWars.com. We are entering 2020. In many ways, this is perhaps the biggest year of our lives. It's so much at stake, not just in America, but worldwide. And you can support us at InfoWarsStore.com. You can support yourself with our great products. As always, there is definitely something in our store that will benefit your life and make your life better, which is really the only way we're going to come out of this good, is if we're all healthier and better versions of ourselves. We'll see you after this break.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again, when it's clutch time, to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020, however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words. That's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Andy in Florida. Thank you, Andy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you, man. We love you. Before I go ahead and talk about the topic at hand, I got to talk about one of your products. A little bit about me. I'm 245 pounds. I work about 10 to 13 hours a day at UPS. And make a long story short, I used to have a problem with Adderall. I do have ADHD, but, you know, I was taking Adderall for its energy boosting properties. You know, I kind of got a little out of hand. And, you know, I listen to you religiously in my truck every day. So I tried your Turbo Force, and really, it's a cliche. This product changed my life, but Turbo Force really changed my life. Needless to say, I no longer take Adderall, and I get by literally the 13 hours a day I work on a half of a packet of your Turbo Force. And if you take a half a packet, that's literally a dollar a day, and you save so much money versus, you know, a Monster, which is what, $4.99. And I, you know, I just had to call in and tell you guys how great Turbo Force is. And if anybody's on the fence, they really have to try it.
We're really proud of Turbo Force, so thank you, sir. Commit to buy a lot of your products at InfoWarsStore.com, then help us spread the word, and let's just get busy. InfoWarsStore.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it, so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order. It's either happened to every person listening or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prove up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We are halfway through the final hour on our first Monday of 2020, The David Knight Show. I am your host, Greg Reese. We're talking about the mad push. The globalists are throwing all their cards on the table. The world's elite is desperately throwing everything down. Why? Well, I mean, we know... It would seem that this was sort of planned to be spread out over a longer period of time. No one expected Trump to win. And now there's this mad dash. And we're getting so crazy now that I think we're going to see the fake alien invasion. If anyone has really spent their time going through the whole rabbit hole, in my opinion, you got to do the UFO thing. If you do the UFO thing... You get to the whole Project Blue Beam, the fake alien invasion. You know, it was Wernher von Braun who told his personal assistant that first we are going to use the Cold War is fake thing. Cold War with Russia is this fake tactic to use to control people. After that, we will use terrorism, which is contrived. After that, there will be a threat of asteroids, and then finally, it will be the fake alien invasion that will bring humanity all under a open, subjective rule of the non-human aliens that save us from the bad aliens. Or some people might even say these are the fallen dark angels that just want to come up from underground and rule from above as they once did in the past. Is that where we are? That is pretty out there and crazy, isn't it? I recommend a movie called Unacknowledged. I just saw it recently, a Stephen Greer documentary. Anyone who's familiar with the UFO community probably knows Stephen Greer. Stephen Greer is a very interesting guy. In the past, I always had issues with Stephen Greer because he seemed a little too hopeful as far as the government was concerned. But that's changed. He is on board now with understanding that we are run by a corrupt government that needs to be dealt with. And he's convinced that we're going to see the fake alien invasion. And he has whistleblowers from Skunk Works, Lockheed Martin, several high-ranking whistleblowers that are saying that our government absolutely has the technology to pull off a fake alien invasion, and no one would have any idea, and you could not argue that it was fake. And we're at the weird Twilight Zone world now in 2020, where I would not be surprised if that happens any day. We're seeing everything come out. And I suspect this is what Space Force is. Space Force is probably the funniest, weirdest thing I saw in the Trump administration. Until you think about it this way, that
what it could be is it could be an excuse to release some of this information in a way to the public in a way that does not complete, you know, because the argument has always been, if this technology was reverse engineered from alien technology, this could disrupt all of society in a way that causes too much damage. Maybe. I mean, there I could see that argument. It could also be that this isn't alien technology. It could also be that this is simply suppressed technology. If you look at the studies of the Nazis with the what they called the Bell, the Nazi Bell, they were developing some type of technology that was based on spin, on a counter spin, two things spinning in contrast to one another. I believe the Russians call it torsion physics, and they're studying the same thing, and it's a secret study. It's not being taught in colleges or in the public, but it's how a certain amount of energy can be produced, or a certain type of energy even can be produced by spinning certain materials. And so perhaps this whole alien thing is fiction to cover up an incredible technology that could change the world and disrupt the power structure, disrupt the old oil money, disrupt the old powerful families that have built fortunes on energy. Perhaps Space Force is a way of bringing this out in the open without disrupting society. One can hope, but things are going to get weirder. We can all guarantee that. And once again, I think this is, if I challenge you to look into Iran deeper, if you're strongly opposed to having anything to do in the Middle East, I recommend looking deeper into it, because it's not as simple as just darting out of there. There's a reason why we've been meddling there. One is certainly to create chaos and disorder. But there is something more to it. And the flip side of that is, if you can imagine an Iran, a Persia, a free Persia that is based upon similar ideology as America, that is based upon freedom of the individual, sovereignty, national sovereignty, where people can actually control their own government, which is what we need here. We don't really have that here, do we? We have the idea of that here. We have the spirit of that here. So imagine if not only America was able to restore ourselves back to a reasonable republic. I would even argue we've never had what we want. What we want is something better than we've ever had. But if we can utilize the tools that our forefathers gave us, and we can bring ourselves back to a fair and righteous country where the government is actually serving the will of the people, we can guarantee future generations a renaissance, a golden age, a time of innovation, a time of a great time. I can see it. I know a lot of you can see it as well. I think that's why we get involved in this, is we can see it. We can all see it. Well, imagine that same thing happening in a place like Iran. Imagine that same thing happening in a place that was pretty much on track to its own, it was in its own renaissance, was in its own golden age, right when it was cut off and thrown back 1,000 years ago. That awaits us as a possibility. But we're also at a time where we ourselves could be thrown back 1,000 years. I mean, you see it, you can pull up an image, it's called Rashida. I saw someone tweeted this, I don't know if it's real. Someone claimed that this was tweeted by Rashida Tlaib and she deleted it. It says she tweeted this out and deleted it. The tweet says, "Americans have spent decades raping and pillaging my people. What goes around comes around. Hashtag Friday feeling." Now, I don't know if this is real or if it's not real, but I'm pretty convinced that this is really how she feels. I think a lot of us already know this. Our government has been overrun by the enemy for a long time. And it's time to, if we don't act up this year, if we don't rise to the occasion this year, and turn it around, then we're going to be joining where Iran is now. And the rest of the world's going 1,000 years back. It's dark times. We live in a culture where you can't criticize hatred against Jews and Christians. I'm sorry, against Muslims, but you can attack Christians and Jews all you want.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out. So a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience, some of the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWar. Get our new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag. 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you, so don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. This is Greg Reese sitting in for David Knight and the David Knight Show. Now, we're raised in a world of lies and deceit. One of the biggest lies that I was raised with is that the wars raging in the Middle East have been going on for thousands of years. And there's some truth to that. I mean, you can go the caliphates, I believe, were 1,500 years. But what you're really dealing with here is a very rich culture, one of the original modern civilized cultural sites in the world, Persia. And not just Persia, but if you, like I said, if you just Google Pakistan 1940s, Afghanistan 1940s, Iraq 1940s, it wasn't that long ago when it seemed like the whole world was kind of on the same sort of level playing field as far as a good civilized world of law and order. And the plan is to destroy all that, is to create chaos, to get rid of law and order, you know, out of chaos, order out of chaos. That is the game that seems to have been played by the dark forces over and over and over and over and over again. So that's the question. Are we going to allow that to happen again? Will humanity fail in stopping that? Or will we rise to the occasion and will we bring truth and justice into a world of deceit, to a world of lies? And all seems to be focused in Iran right now. AP article, Trump doubles down on striking cultural sites in Iran. I thought that was strange when he first specified cultural sites. But I thought it could simply be a misnomer. Maybe he misspoke. But then he was asked about it again and he repeated it. He said yes. And I mean, I don't really, the way he worded it the second time, I can't honestly say I have a problem with it. He's basically saying we allow this country to operate as the world's greatest terrorist organization for decades. Why shouldn't we be allowed to attack a cultural site? And I believe this is part of his game to become unpredictable. One of his greatest assets is being unpredictable. That's a great asset for anyone, and he pulls it off very well. And it works. That's a strange thing to say. And I asked my friends in Iran about that, the restart movement, and what they said is they believe what he's speaking to is he's speaking directly to the mullahs, and he's referring to mosques. And those mosques, many of them, most of them, are not really cultural in the sense that when we think cultural, we think historical. And there are some very ancient historical sites in Iran, some very ancient historical sites in Iran, but the majority of the Islamic mosques are not ancient. They are recent. They were basically government buildings. But because it's a religious government, Islamic government, then culturals. That's what they think. The other interesting thing they told me was that I asked for evidence of this and they were not able to give me any evidence, but it seems to be a common accepted rumor that the Islamic Republic has packed many of their ancient sites with explosives with the intent that if America ever attacks them, then they will blow up these own sites and blame it on America, knowing that the optics would be terrible, which is true. That would look very bad. One can hope that our great intelligence military, our great military intelligence is aware of this and there's something to do to alleviate all these possible problems. Yeah, I realize that a war with Iran is not something to take lightly. I understand that it is war is hell. It's not a good situation. All I'm saying and all I feel is I think that to think that we're going to get through all this without seeing a war of some type, I think is la la land. We do have time. If we can start the video, we're actually going to show John Bowne's new video, number 2, Hezbollah Cells in the USA, to take us out to the rest of the segment.
Quds Force leader Qassem Soleimani at the Baghdad airport set off a global alarm. The State Department urged U.S. citizens to leave Iraq immediately after Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei telegraphed further action, claiming harsh revenge awaits the criminals involved. Westerners are urged to leave and or be aware of anywhere Hezbollah has stretched its tentacles, which is as far-flung as North and South America to Asia.
There's always risk of cyber attacks. Iranians have a deep and complex cyber capability, to be sure. Know that we've certainly considered that risk. Your point about risk here in the United States is real, too.
A 2019 foreign policy article addressing the presence of Hezbollah agents operating in the United States wrote, following Karani and Debeck's arrests, the director of the U.S. National Counterterrorism Center said in October 2017, it's our assessment that Hezbollah is determined to give itself a potential homeland option as a critical component of its terrorism playbook. Ali Karani and Samir El Debek were arrested in 2017 in New York and Michigan and charged with providing material support to Hezbollah's Islamic Jihad organization. The criminal complaint against Karani described his IJO role as that of a sleeper. He and other undercover operatives were tasked to maintain ostensibly normal lives but could be activated and tasked to conducting IJO operations. According to the complaint, Karani acquired weapons in the United States to bolster IJO operations, scouted information about security weaknesses at New York airports, and gathered surveillance on numerous U.S. military and law enforcement buildings in Manhattan and Brooklyn. According to the Justice Department, Debeck traveled to Panama twice for Hezbollah, where he located the U.S. and Israeli embassies, gathered information about the security operations and weaknesses of the construction of the Panama Canal, and pinpointed hardware stores where explosive materials could be bought. Between 2008 and 2014, Debeck traveled from the United States to Lebanon to receive military training from Hezbollah, where he was trained in the creation and handling of explosives and explosive devices.
37-year-old Samir El Debeck is said to have been on Hezbollah's payroll for the better part of 10 years. His arrest was announced today, 1 week after FBI agents raided this Dearborn home, which is connected to today's announcement. The FBI describes El Debeck as an expert in bomb making, saying he had a high degree of technical sophistication when it comes to explosives, receiving training in the use of rocket-propelled grenade launchers.
Hezbollah has been operating within the United States since at least the early 1990s, when Hezbollah cell leader Youssef Hammoud used a forged travel visa to enter New York City via Venezuela. Hammoud relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina.
It was 2002 when a trial here at the federal courthouse revealed there was a cell of Hezbollah terrorists operating in Charlotte. It was shocking then. Even more surprising now, the terrorism officials say Hezbollah is still here.
Are you currently investigating Hezbollah cells in North Carolina?
Yes. Michael Resnick is in charge of the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force for North Carolina.
They have a violent capability. Their military organization is demonstrated as what's happening in southern Lebanon right now.
And as evidenced by what happened in Charlotte in 2002, Hezbollah has roots in the Carolinas. Mohammed Hammoud and his brother convicted in Charlotte of smuggling cigarettes and then funneling the money to Hezbollah. Prosecutors said they were the head of a secret Hezbollah cell.
This was the real deal here. This wasn't just wannabes or hangers-on. We had a real terrorist cell here in Charlotte.
Recently, former CIA operations officer Sam Faddis told the Daily Mail that Hezbollah sleeper cells were hiding in the U.S. and potentially had targets in its sights. It is more than possible that Hezbollah has sleeper cells in the United States ready to strike, he said. Based on what we know, we must assume they do and that they can hit targets on U.S. soil at any time without warning. John Bound reporting.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad, and the Turbo Force is good.
Owl Killer in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I just want to say it's great to be back once again, and I've never gotten to do this, but I'm going to give you a shout-out for your pod. So that Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste and that Super Blue Whitening Toothpaste is on another level. I use the Super Blue in the morning and then the whitening at night, and it absorbs into your gums. It is by far the best product that I've ever used in my life. I literally just took Turbo Force on my way to the gym right now. I've had 4 shoulder surgeries and a back surgery, and that body has made me feel better than any type of physical therapy or anything that I've ever done in my life. So I just want to get that out of the way. Support this man. Everything that he exposed. Nobody knew about Bohemian Grove. Nobody knew about Epstein. Nobody knew about Bilderberg. Nobody called 9/11 before it happened in July 2001. Go look it up yourself.
Well, we try our best, sir. They definitely want us off the air. Without you, we're not here. But yeah, these are all great products. So thank you, sir. It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. That's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you not to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
I keep my eye on the news all the time, but I miss the fact that in late 2019, just about 2 weeks ago, the CDC and the FDA approved live Ebola vaccine to be given inside the United States. And it is an experimental vaccine. It is live. It's not even attenuated. They've just genetically modified it, so it's supposedly not lethal. Same stuff they did with the Gardasil vaccine that's admittedly killed and maimed so many. This is just crazy. And the Congo's had the biggest outbreaks of Ebola ever since they started giving the vaccine there in the last few years. Oh, and of course, opening the borders up here and letting people in unvetted, the Democrats distribute across the country. You cannot make up the magnitude of this insanity. And it is an attempted Ebola assault on America. This is the New World Order.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Listening to the most banned broadcast on earth. I'm your host, Greg Reese, sitting in for David Knight on The David Knight Show. Tuned in to Infowars.com or band.video or your local affiliate radio station. Thank you for joining us. This is the final segment of the final hour. Following us is the Alex Jones Show on the first Monday of 2020. You know, I just keep going back to this Pompeo headline of the U.S. may hit more leaders if Iran retaliates. And the more I think about that, the more I ponder that, the more I realize that I don't ever remember seeing this in my lifetime. It's a game changer. That's the whole game that I've seen my whole life is more of this human sacrifice war, where it's the people that suffer. Collateral damage. We become very used to collateral damage. I was talking to the crew about it over the break, and they were mentioning of the drone strikes of Obama, how proud Obama was of all the civilians that were killed by drones, because that's really the plan. That was the objective of war in our lifetimes. So this going after the leaders, going after the ones pulling the strings that have been so endowed with, you know, being untouchable, the rules are being broken. I find that to be very encouraging. I have a feeling things are going to move very quickly now. It's been reported there's been lots of troop movement leaving the U.S. Here on short notice, U.S. Fest Response Force flies to Mideast. Lots of troops heading to the region. And if the war is fought against the leaders, against the mullahs, I mean, you can just follow these Pompeo comments on Twitter and read the comments, and you're going to read lots of people speaking Farsi that are very excited. I remember reading several that were saying, oh, I hope Iran makes more mistakes. It's probably not politically correct to say these things, but it is, after all, these puppet leaders, these useful idiots that are really pulling the strings for their bosses and putting us in the situations that we're in. And if we are in this great awakening that it seems like we're in, it seems like we're going to actually experience a time that we've never seen before, which is a time where perhaps the people demand freedom. I think that's existed in myth, but I think it's never quite existed in reality. I think if you really look at history, it's always been a situation where we are subjects, we're serfs, we're peasants to an upper elitist class. In the past, say, 100 years or more, I think we've lived under an illusion that we have some type of government that serves us. Some people believe that that might have happened in the early days of America. I don't know. I wasn't here. I don't think so. I think we're in a great time, and I think things are turning out very good. But it is also more than ever, it has never been more important to awaken yourself, to awaken others, and to get involved in this fight. And the best way that you can do that is by spreading our links, spreading our articles, encouraging your loved ones to think for themselves, encouraging them to look outside the box, helping to put fuel in our tank. And the best way you can do that is by giving money to InfoWars.com. You can simply go to our donate button at InfoWarsStore.com and just put money in our tank. That alone is a great thing that anyone can do to help in 2020, to help right now. But even better than that is to help yourself in the process by looking and finding a product that's going to make your life better. Earlier in the show, I was talking about DNA Force, Super Silver Skin Creams, things that I've had my own experience with as far as InfoWars products. I also have been taking, look, I'm 49 years old. I just turned 49 years old in October. I'm about to be 50. I know I look great for my age. I know you're thinking that, and that's nice and everything. However, I'm getting old. My body's getting old, and I recently started taking, that was a joke, by the way. I recently started taking, the two testosterone boosters that we got. What is it? Super Male Vitality and Alpha Force? I'm not you can bring them up the name. I believe they go in tandem together. I believe they should be taken together. I've been taking them both for about Super Male Vitality. There we go. I take two squirters of that every morning. And then I also pop I believe it's an Alpha Force, which is a pill. I've been taking those for about 6 months, Alpha Power, Supercharge and Revitalize Combo. Now, I also recommend if you're into research, you research these products and you see what they do. What you're going to learn in what we know today about testosterone is you can't really create testosterone. The body's already creating testosterone. What you can do is you can stop, the production of, I believe it's cortisol. You can stop the production of a certain hormone that eliminates testosterone in the body and therefore take advantage of the testosterone that your body's already creating. So basically when you get older, your body starts killing the testosterone. And these supplements stop that process from happening so that you can get that testosterone that you're used to. And in my experience, they work. One of the big reasons I had to take my vacation actually was because I went through a bit of an adjustment period over the fall where I guess my body, mind, body, and spirit was adjusting to this amount of testosterone that I was feeling that I haven't felt in years because I have experienced the aging process. Like I said, I'm about to hit 50. And so these products have brought it back. And, now the vacation was great. I feel pretty balanced and centered and used to my new, hormonal balance that I have now thanks to these products, ready for 2020, which is, like I said, this is it. It's not a sure thing. You know, I'm very optimistic and I think today I'm feeling very good and lately I'm feeling very good, but we are in crazy times. Half the time it seems like we're winning. Half the time it seems like we're all being tricked and we're going into the dark ages. And I think that's just because there is no predetermined result. Sometimes I think I can speak for myself. I'm not completely awake. Sometimes I think I am still a little bit asleep and a little bit brainwashed. And that part of me likes to just think, oh, well, this is just a dream and it's all predetermined and we know where it's going and there's nothing we can do except go along for the ride. But that's not true. We are actually active participants if we choose to be. And that is, probably the most important thing is to get involved somehow in what's happening right now. And this is going to have a chain reaction in your life because I'll speak for myself. I think I was born for this time. Before my time here, my life was kind of fizzling out into nothing that exciting. It was almost as if I was just sort of in stasis, waiting for this time, waiting for this position where I could get involved in any small way that I can. We are like all together, coming together, fighting for the rights of the individual, fighting for something very beautiful, fighting for something very special that this time, I mean, it doesn't only come around in a lifetime. I would say never in recorded history have we been experiencing a time like this. So if you're not involved right now, if you're frustrated and you feel that you're not doing anything, here's what you do. You put fuel in our tanks. You donate money to InfoWarsStore.com or you find a great product, you buy it. You can find our great toothpaste and coffee, for example. That alone, getting on auto ship, things you're going to need replenished in your home regularly. You can get them shipped to your home and they're better quality than you're going to find in the store. And you're supporting this great time. You're supporting Great Awakening. You're supporting InfoWars.com. You're supporting the most attacked, the most banned broadcast in the world. That means we're doing something right. The fact that we have been singled out more than anyone else to be shut down, that's because we're talking about the real issues. We're talking about the pedophilia that is at the root of everything. We're talking about the depopulation, the absolute attack against humanity. We're talking about subjects that a lot of our great conservative brothers and sisters simply don't talk about for whatever reason. Maybe it sounds absurd or weird, but we're way past the time of absurd or weird. This is real. It's really happening. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned. Alex Jones is next. Once again, thank you for all your support. Stay strong, InfoWars.